Hey, dummies. Thanks for listening to episode 20 of This Is So Dumb. On this week's episode, you will hear about a Reuben woodpecker's rat stashes and sweet rides. And as a special treat, Dennis puts his testes in your hands. Off the top, you're going to hear us thank a gentleman by the name of Matt for some audio quality enhancements that he helped us with, followed by some exceptionally shitty audio quality. Have no fear, we will be back to our standard level of shitty audio quality for episode 21. However, in the meantime, as a special bonus and a gigantic love hug from us over at This Is So Dumb, we are offering 1 week only for our listeners the entire back catalog of This Is So Dumb available to you exclusively at www.thisissodumb.com and exclusively at iTunes and exclusively pretty much wherever you can hear podcasting excellence. So again, the entire back catalog available for free anywhere you hear podcasting excellence. And please don't forget to reach out and touch us at sodumb_podcast or directly on the old web machine, www.thisissodumb.com. Keep the tweets coming. Keep the suggestions coming. Keep the listening coming. And now, for your auditory pleasure, I present to you episode 20, This Is So Dumb. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'll be dead by then.
Dead by how old?
Well, retirement age is what, 58? So yeah. From Chili's, they give you... Are we recording?
Yeah, of course.
Sweet. So at Chili's, you get full pension.
At 58?
Well, 23 years on the job.
Okay.
Or it's like over 60. But for like, me, when I started...
As a dishwasher, and you worked your way up to assistant... PM shift.
This is a manager.
Yep.
So as you climb up the ladder, you get more money. So right now, I'll be 23 years in at 58.
Damn.
Ideal scenario for me is somebody comes in the store and robs the place and shoots me in the head the day before I'm going to retire. That way I can cash in on the life insurance.
Yeah.
And the retirement.
Damn.
And by me, I'm actually thinking this through right now. I won't have anything to do with it. I'll be dead.
Yeah. No. It doesn't matter. Don't give me that fucking look. I hit the table, okay?
No, I was just thinking about the pop filter I don't have on.
Do you want to put it on?
Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop goes the weasel. Do we do that every week?
Yeah.
Sweet.
We play Pop Goes the Weasel every week.
So do you want to do a quick shout out to your boy who helped us out with this audio?
Yeah. My big shout out to Matt.
Big time listener.
Big time listener. Hasn't listened to one episode.
Big time listener. Exactly. Tied for first.
Yeah, I know. but no, he came and tried to fuck with his audio so it would be louder for us, like when you record it. Looking at the little blips and blops on the recording here, doesn't seem like it's going to be too loud. So
no.
We'll see what happens.
We're the dulcet tones of the This Is So Dumb
crew,
putting you to bed.
I'm not quite sure, but yeah, it doesn't look good for us.
No, I think it's going to work.
We'll find out.
I think what Matt did was... Is his name Matt?
Yeah.
My main man, Matt.
Matty Boom Boom Splatty.
Matt Stone. Matty Boom Boom Splatty. Is that when you throw it on him? Splatty.
I throw it in him, not
Splatty
on him.
Splatty Matty. Tries to get it out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, he took time out of his busy schedule, came down here with his wife and one of his kids, who's the same age as my son.
What was the other one?
A little younger.
Locked in the closet.
The other ones were at home because one is 13 and the other one's like 10 or 11.
They sound like real bastards.
Real pieces of shit.
Yeah.
According to them, the 13-year-old is getting the girl. She's getting to that age where she's just an asshole all the time.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to, right?
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you want to call his daughter an asshole.
No, he did. Not an asshole, but more like
you don't want to
she's
say
got the
that.
Attitude, you know?
What if his wife was like, I don't remember talking about that.
Oh, she's the one who talked about it mostly. So,
oh man, you think we can get the 13-year-old to listen?
Probably.
To go against her parents' wishes?
Yeah. Like, don't listen to this, Mike.
I hate you, Dad.
I do what I do what I want.
Man,
I'm moving out.
So, how was your week?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll start off with the weekend, then we'll backtrack to my week.
Oh, yeah. Work backward. Start from 10 minutes ago.
So 10 minutes ago, we were fucking around with this audio, not looking good. But yeah, so that's what I did on Saturday. Today had a birthday party.
Ooh.
A kid's birthday party.
Really? For who?
For who? For our good friend and first listener.
Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Jimmy Maffa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He had another fucking party.
No.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, bud. I know you're listening right now, you fucking prick.
Yeah, so it was at a bouncy house for his four-year-old kid.
For him? Is he tall enough to ride that?
Oh.
Fuck you, Jimmy.
So yeah, but he brought us a gift from Aruba, and
a Reuben gift. Wait a second.
I'll give it to you to open.
Can we? Are we allowed to do this on the air?
I don't understand why we wouldn't be.
Well, because it might not be legal.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Hang on.
Oh, please be Natalie Holloway's teeth.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Now
it's a bottle opener.
What I'm looking at stop it. Ugh. What I'm looking at right here is a wooden dildo that says Aruba on it.
Bottle opener.
It's a bottle opener. It's a good, what'd you call that?
That's a good, it's 11.
A, yeah, it's not quite a foot. Well, if you get the bottle opener on the backside, you're talking a good 13.
I always want the bottle opener on the backside.
It's really, I mean, it's got some, I can pretty much get the forefinger and the thumb around this guy.
And
it's got a little hole. It really has some good definition. I don't know why.
I think it's a whistle, too.
Thing.
Try and blow on it.
Okay. It's not working.
So
it's got stuff in it. It just came out. I tell you what. The smallest little nuts you've ever seen on a gigantic wooden dong, though.
Yeah, that thing is sweet looking. I got to hide that from the wife.
Well, I take it all back. Thanks, Jimmy. This is a splinter waiting to happen. I mean, I know there's some shellac on it, but...
You're going to put more shellac on it.
I don't know if that's...
It's called fecal matter.
And look at the Aruba.
Yeah.
It does look like a dick that's got poop on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And I just...
You just put it in your mouth.
I did not do that.
There's no
proof of that. By the way, the bottle cap opener is gonna live for about a good 4 or 5 days before that thing falls off.
That's awesome, though.
You know what?
Love it.
I'm gonna look on the positive side. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well,
and his lovely wife as well. Look at this. You get to like stroke the old. Seriously, those are small little nuts. For this.
Why don't we jump into that story then? Since we're Let's segue right into my nuts.
Speaking of nuts, let's move right into your nuts.
Yep. Had that special appointment with the doctor.
What kind of doctor is it?
A urologist.
Now, for first-time listeners, because we got a lot of people flocking to the podcast, why don't you get a little bit of background?
One day, I wouldn't say one day, but it really was noticeable one day when I sat on my nuts that my left testicle, it was gigantic. And I asked the wife, I said, hey, this look bigger to you? And she goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, she goes, yeah, it's fucking huge. What is going on? You need to see a doctor. Went and got an MRI.
Hey, I'm trying out the
bottle opener. Okay, trying out the bottle opener.
You got to put your hands around the paint.
Oh, look at that. Splash.
And then, exactly. Liquid fun comes out.
So, I sent our little group text of friends a picture of my testicle next to a cutie orange and a full-size navel orange midsummer, so the big-ass one.
Yeah.
And it was fucking way closer to the big orange.
It was disgustingly huge and orange-colored.
Well, no.
Which I thought was strange.
It was pink.
Was I looking at the wrong one?
Yeah. Oh. So, anyways, I went to the doctor. They said I have a hydrocele, which is like fluid around the ball, okay? So I went to this guy. It pretty
Wait,
much
this
goes,
guy is
this
what?
Guy is a urologist.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, let's see what you're working with here. Drop him. And I drop him and he goes, it's not that big. And I was like, my penis? What are you talking about? So he goes, no. He goes, you know, I've seen hydrocells as big as your head. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I've seen them as big as your head. This is not that bad. He goes, but you're working with some thighs there, kid. So I can see why it could be uncomfortable for you.
Wait, you're working with some thighs?
With some thighs, yeah.
Get some big old,
I get some
trunks.
Big old fucking ham hock thighs. And so I was like, thanks. But he goes, hey, listen, we can take care of it. He goes, what we do is he starts drawing a diagram of exactly what it is. He goes, it's probably a hydrocell, but it could be a spermacell.
Ooh.
Okay? Which is, you know, pretty much the same thing. He goes, and it'll be a game day decision on how we take care of it once we get in there. And I'm like,
Game day
decision. I'm like, oh, shit. So he goes, think about it this way. You have a ship and a bottle. He goes, you want to remove the bottle but leave the ship. So what we do is we cut the bottle off from around the ship. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. He's like, you know, we cut the backside off. We slide the ship out. We cut the rest of it off. And then you're good to go. He goes, yours probably wouldn't grow back. Probably wouldn't grow back.
So it's not fluid.
So it's the fluid hardens. And so he like, you know, we cut all the white shit out is what he said to me.
You can't pop it?
No, you can't pop it.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Can we try?
You can. You want to squeeze this thing?
I do.
Yeah, so that's...
You know what? I really think that you are a dick. I swear I was convinced you had testicular cancer. I was convinced. Because you went to the doctor's office
the
said,
reason,
we're going to talk about it here, yeah. And then you never talked about it again.
Yeah.
And you basically went radio silent for like 3 days. Couldn't get you to respond to a text. I was like, holy shit, this guy's really like crestfallen.
No.
He's got fucking cancer.
No. I wouldn't fucking cancer. Everyone has cancer.
I'm just going to swoop in on his wife.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
So basically what it comes down to is like, hey, you can leave it. If it doesn't bother you, fine. If it bothers you and you want to get rid of it, we'll do that. So I was thinking we could leave it up to the listeners to decide. Put up a poll.
What? Whether or not you should get
whether or not I
surgery?
Should get surgery.
On your nuts?
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
You know what the best part is? I know all of the listeners personally.
Yeah, all six of them. Which way are you leaning?
All right, so away from the nut.
Yeah.
Wait, can you bring in... Man, I really got to get that pop thing going. I think I'm popping like crazy. Can you... Are you going to like auction off the part of the testicle that was removed on the website? Is that what we're talking about here?
I can ask if you can give it to me.
All right, this is going to be like the most unprofessional.
Yeah, hold on one second. Ready? This is how we're going to do it.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
That took 45 minutes. It's now quarter to in the morning.
So I don't know if he'll give me the stuff to put in a little jar to take home or not.
It's yours. Why wouldn't he be able to give it to you?
I don't know. Did you get shoulder stuff? You did, right?
I got the ball, yeah. I got the when they replaced the head. He brought it in. He was like, hey, you want to take a look at it? I was like, yeah, can I take it? He's like, you paid for it. Fucking sweet. I didn't get any of the broken like bone or marrow or matter.
Yeah. Would
you know,
do
I have
that?
Somebody's. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Put it in a jar.
Little meat.
I actually got like, I don't even know, somebody's like skin.
Oh, yeah. You got like
skin
cadaver?
Grass from a dead guy. Yeah. Cadaver. Mm-hmm. They tried to put it back together, and it's working well. I got to thank that guy's family because my fucking arms are garbage.
Yeah, pretty sure they don't need to know.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
It was really...
So what do you think of that suggestion?
I think it's a fucking horrific idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a terrific idea and a horrific idea.
Yeah.
I'd never do it. I applaud you for doing it. Yeah. I think you should go through with it.
All right, let's we'll put out a poll.
So we're going to put up a poll...
Yeah.
That says, should, all right, how would you word it?
Should Denny's testicle be surgically altered? Yes or no? Just a yes or no poll.
Nut cut, yes or no?
Yeah.
Nut cut. Plus or minus?
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. We'll roll with it.
So if it's 54 to 46%,
You're going to go under the knife.
I'll do whatever everyone wants me to do.
This is elective surgery, just like your boob job.
Yes.
Wow.
Worth it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, these Wait, cans.
Just so we're clear, you're not going to pump up the other one to look like the first one. You're
no.
actually going to yeah. decrease the size of...
Decrease the size of the other one.
All right, I think I'd go the other way, but okay.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't go either way.
Yeah.
I would let no one... Yeah, you exactly. You know what? Why don't you go back to Dr. Chop? He probably has something to do with this, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Did you think about that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't, because I just saw your eyeballs.
No.
It just occurred to you.
No, what occurred to me was I went there and he goes, oh, you went to Dr. Chop.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh,
because they have to give like a medical rundown.
Yeah, they had...
Near your nuts.
Yeah, I guess he now works for the same company I just went to. He switched over to these guys.
Like the Nut Shop or something?
Yeah.
Nut Job Incorporated?
The nut, two nutty guys and it's them two. Where's a slide whistle when you need it?
Snip and slap. Hey, let's do this.
Yeah,
that's frightening. That's frightening that this guy went. That should be the second thing.
The guy's been doing it for 100 fucking years. He's fine.
Yeah, that's what I want. 100-year-old's fingertips near my nuts. You're crazy.
You take anyone's fingertips near your nuts. Don't lie.
I would love it. I would love it.
So be ready for that poll to come out.
I'd let a cactus blow me if it just told me I was a nice guy.
Wow. That's weird.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes,
gang. There's another poll.
Yeah.
Tell me you're a nice guy and I will let you come over and blow me.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Oh, man. Weekend was okay. I can't think of we
Big week for you, though, right? Big week for the kids.
Back to school. Back to school was like 2 weeks ago, and then we had the big like parent-teacher roundup. So
yeah, get to know the teacher and what they expect.
So everyone from the grades, all the teachers get together and all the parents from all the grades. So there's probably in fifth grade, there's two sets of teachers. They do swap classes and shit like that, so there's six teachers total. Second grade, there's three sets. There's a lot of kids in the school, in particular for the family, the shakies. Did you get that?
Yeah, of course I did.
Sweet.
And second grade.
We're back. Yeah. Nope. Hey. Nope. You're right. Not second grade. Third grade. Good call.
Kid seems like he's 15. Crying aloud.
Well, he's got a Camaro and a little bit of a rat stash. We held him back a few times. He's hilarious, but, you know, not the brightest tool in the shed. What's that now?
Yeah, those tools are bright as hell.
I pieced that together like a champ. So we had to divide and conquer, the missus and I, because they were both at the same time. So she took third grade. I took fifth grade. And she said, take notes, which I grabbed a notebook and brought it in. And the notes that I took were, I wrote down like-o-meter, and I put all the teachers' names there, and then I counted how many times they said like the kids are, they're going to like, love it, like, and I had one who hit 23. This was a 25-minute presentation. One of them hit, and they rotated, six of them. One hit 23 likes. One of them hit 12, one of them hit 4, and then three of them didn't hit anything. As far as the like-o-meter is concerned.
Because they spoke Spanish.
Those were the notes I took. And the reason why I took... No, they don't speak Spanish. Yeah, they said, see.
Those three.
I see. Actually, what's like in Spanish?
Bueno.
Bien. So, the reason that kicked this off was last year, 2 years ago, fourth grade, third grade. Fuck. No, it was
doesn't
last
matter.
Year. Does not matter. Yeah. No, I'm getting lost in the
doesn't
story.
Doesn't matter.
No, people love it. People love it. We went for a parent-teacher conference, and the math teacher said like 40 times, easily 40 times in a 10-minute conversation. Like. And that's all I could hear the whole time. We left, and I said, this is fucking asinine. I won't listen to anything that this woman says. By the way, woman is like 23-year-old, you know,
yeah,
fresh out of college.
Yeah.
All these kids that are teaching are like super, like, I'm going to fucking kill myself now. They're super, super young, straight out of college. This school we go to is in a way better neighborhood than yours.
And yet we get all these young college kids coming through. They like train them and then they leave. The other thing is they all get pregnant.
Yeah.
They come in 3 or 4 years pregnant, bam, retiring. Living off the old man's money.
The old man, huh?
I don't know. The guy's 28. He's probably older than her. Anyway, it's ridiculous. How is a child, if you're a teacher and you say like every other fucking second, how are you going to learn how to speak appropriately? These kids are doomed.
Yeah, that being said, how do they look?
Super fly. They look really good. It's a benefit of living in Austin, Texas. Your kids are not going to get the best education in the world, but their teachers are going to be hot, hot as balls.
Yeah.
Texas State, UT, just education majors just looking for a hobby until they can, you know, find a guy, get pregnant.
Yeah. That's
this is
sexist.
It's a generalization.
Very fucking sexist of you.
It's a generalization. However, it is borne out by the facts. This school has like 5 or 6 teachers leave every single year. 3 of them are pregnant. The other 3 of them just like take off.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's brutal for the kids because they take off like in the middle of school year half the time too.
Yeah, there should be some sort of contract or something where they got to stay or they go to jail or that's something, right?
Go to jail. That's right.
You know, they get they have to lose a pinky.
Warden Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Good show. We'll see you guys next week.
Hi-yo. Bing, 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 bada, bing, bing, bing.
So, man, that's, what just happened?
Oh, that went down the wrong way. Oh, man. Blue Moon. Well, we might want to change up the Blue Moon.
Really?
By the way, this show.
It's Oktoberfest.
This show will not be brought to you by Combos this week.
No.
Not at all.
It'd be brought to you by Tux Medicated Wipes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had a horrific morning the next morning. Horrific.
Yeah.
I felt terrible. Absolutely terrible. Yeah. I don't know what's worse, the Blue Moon hangover or the combos.
I think it's the combo.
The combo stays with you for a couple of days.
No, I mean it's the combo of the two.
No, I think it's the combos. I can deal with the booze. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I can deal with the booze.
It just, you know, I cry at night when I drink.
Hey, my eyes are up here.
I'm pulling up some stuff here for us.
Oh.
To go over.
Your phone keeps going off, so now I just think
it's you're ignoring me. Yeah. Yeah, no. I apologize for that.
Do you really?
I do.
Hey, did you see that Colin Kaepernick thing this week?
Of course, I saw it. And you know what's funny is last week I ordered new shoes and I just got them in. And usually I get Nike, like black and white shoes. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some Adidas this week.
Yeah.
And I get them in. They're actually fucking pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then all this starts coming out. And I'm like, I wonder if people are just going to look at my shoes and be like, he's got new shoes and they're Adidas. What a fucking loser.
He ditched them.
He ditched them.
You should throw your Nikes out the window on the ride to work.
You should burn them. It's so dumb. People are fucking retarded.
Exactly. That guy's making some fucking bank. Doesn't have to play a snap. He's making crazy cash.
Yeah. And he's suing the NFL, right?
Yeah. Well, he's
you
got
think a win?
He's got a fucking case. Yeah. Have you seen some of the backups?
No.
No, you don't watch football. I'm going to tell you right now, the Patriots, their backups are fucking brutal. Although they never take anybody.
They don't need to. They get the greatest quarterback of all time.
Of all time. Dad bod. Best dad bod ever.
Yeah. Who needs a tight bod when you got a fucking throwing arm like that?
Exactly. And you got a wife who's...
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's
unbelievable. Next level. Next level, like, adoration for that woman.
Do you know who else is? Okay, two people, okay?
Alicia Silverstone.
No, I see pictures of J-Lo. She is fantastic looking still.
Yeah, I don't know how she does that.
Me neither. She's and the other one is Halle Berry.
Halle Berry?
Yeah. She's phenomenal.
I feel like we've said both of these names before.
Probably, because we're male misogynists. Yeah, exactly. What's your take on the Kaepernick
thing? I couldn't care less. I think it's ridiculous that anybody would give a shit, and if Nike chooses to put him on there, I mean, it's a pretty good ad as far as sometimes it's worth losing everything to whatever the fuck
stand up for your
Even though he's been on Nike payroll apparently since the
day he left, and he's probably making crazy bank right now. I don't give a shit if you fucking kneel or whatever.
Me neither.
I really don't care. Just if you're on my fantasy football team, just don't fucking kneel. You know what I mean? Just play. Get out on the field. I don't care if you're kneeling on the sidelines or whatever. Just make sure you get in the game.
Yeah.
That's all I fucking care about. The entire Eagles defense could kneel as long as I'm playing them that week. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. You don't get to play if you kneel? Is that a thing?
No. They've ostracized this guy. He can't play. So if he's on my fantasy football, if he's my starting quarterback, I'm going to be fucking bullshit.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying. I thought you were saying you don't want them to kneel.
The owners have basically come out and said, or the NFL or somebody, like, you kneel and you know, want to kick out.
Why don't they stop airing the fucking national anthem in that it just negates them kneeling?
Why would you stop airing the national anthem? It's the national anthem.
Yeah, what do you care if they kneel? I don't understand. Yeah,
exactly. Why does anybody care if they fucking kneel? Has nothing to do with anything other than highlighting the fact that these millionaires feel like they're oppressed people.
Yeah, they're dumb too. I mean, dude, you really want to help, get out there and fucking help, you know?
That's right.
Don't just kneel to spend some of that cheddar.
That's right. Get some of that cheddar.
Yeah.
You know what they should do?
We're going political on this bitch.
We're going way political on this bitch. What do you think about that, Jeff Sessions, motherfucker? Jeff Sessions up in your piece, biatch.
The only Sessions I know about are smoking weed, if you know what I mean.
Weed smoking Sessions?
Yep.
You're the, exactly. You're the attorney general of smoking dope.
Is it hot as fucking balls in here, or is it just me?
Balls.
Okay.
Yes. One big one, one small one.
I think I could take care of that. Watch this.
I think I'm going to kneel while you do that. We had the Austin Chief of Police come to the Cub Scouts thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the permanent guy, or is he still the in-betweener?
He's got a perm, yeah. He's got a perm job. No, he's, I don't know, it was like 6 months or so ago. Right after the Unabomber came out.
The Austin, Unabomber?
Austin Envelope Bomber. He was made permanent. So he came out to talk to this guy's got balls of steel. He got the chief to come out, and so I was like, "Hey, how'd you make this happen?" He says, "I just called him up." I was like, "What do you mean you just called him up? You have his phone number?" He's like, "Well, no. I called the mayor's office first, and asked, and he said no. So then I was like, oh, I'll just call the police chief." I was like, "You know these guys?" He's like, "No, I don't know them. Just call them."
Yeah, they're public.
Public figures.
You can just call them.
I guess. You get their cell phone number.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone, I think they're all, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's up there for like a fucking hour, and then he's trying to get an out, like, you know, the kids are just asking crazy questions, and he turns over to this guy who asked him to come, and he's like, you know, I don't want to take up the rest of your time. I know you guys probably have other stuff to talk about. And the guy goes, nah, you're the guest, man. You're the hero. We're here for you.
You guys are like, come on.
Yes. Then I walked over to him. I'm like, I think he wants to get off the fucking stage. He's been standing there like.
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I went over to the guy. I was like, I think he wants to get off the fucking stage.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you think so? It's like, yeah, he's carrying all this shit.
Yeah.
He just went over a half an hour ago how his belt weighs 30 pounds. I don't think he wants to stand up there forever and answer questions about.
He's going to start shooting soon.
Exactly. How many people he shot?
Is that the kind of questions they're asking?
Kids? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever killed anyone?
They did ask.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
What did he answer?
So, you know what the best was? My son, best question ever.
How big is your dick?
No, like, where do you think, something about, like, where's police activity happen? And my son raises his hand. He goes, the donut shop.
No way.
Yes, he did. Out of nowhere. I swear it. I swear. He thought he said McDonald's shop, though. He was like, at the McDonald's shop? Is that what you said? And he was like, donut shop. And he goes, the McDonald's, like, coffee with a cop? Like, he's like, we have coffee with a cop at McDonald's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think he thought he was, like, a foreigner or something. Like, you mean McDonald's? He goes, no, the donut shop.
No, I mean fucking.
It was classic.
Yeah. That's great.
Classic Sheen. Jesus Christ, I'm sweating my
balls. I just turned it down, dude. I actually feel it.
Yeah, I do feel it.
My bad.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, hello.
Your nipples.
What?
Bing, diamond cutters. Yeah. So that was, that actually was, that was pretty cool.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. I did not catch any raccoons. I put the trap out.
Yeah.
Two raccoonless days, but it has been raining.
So. That's true. Yeah. They,
so now
they hibernate when it rains.
Well, they probably hide a little bit, I think.
You think?
I don't know.
Do they give a shit?
Maybe not. Yeah. So I do have a piece of fish that's about a week old that's sitting in that fucking trap right now.
Ooh.
And it's been raining on it. So it's going to be just disintegrated.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch something else in there.
Yeah.
If I catch a skunk, I'm going to be fucking
sick. It'd be great. Yeah. I can't wait for you
to tell me.
You wouldn't do that. You're too much of a good guy.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah. Now I will blow you.
Yeah.
It worked. Thank you, Cactus. Just call me Cactus.
He wasn't bluffing.
Oh, Cactus Jack. Hey, so on the Twab Machine, we sent out a request, and we did it last week on the, I think it was the podcast too. Send in premises for jokes, and we will write about them.
Hey, Twab Machine, how do you reach us on that?
That is at @sodumb_podcast.
Correct. You can get that on Instagram as well. Same.
And the website, www.thisissodumb.com.
And you can email us, dummies@thisissodumb.com.
That's right.
We fucking nailed that.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like we're professionals. So there were, unfortunately, only two premises, and they both were lousy, but I think
we since gave then, more effort. Have rolled in since then, and they were also lousy.
Oh, okay. Well, we can roll them over to next week.
Exactly, so. Yeah. We'll pick one maybe for next week.
And this is a standing thing. Every week we would like you to send in a premise, a word, anything. Don't just send in, who's better, the Yankees or the Red Sox? Like, that's not a premise for a joke.
Except for that we did, what's better, Boston or Austin?
We did.
Week.
Well, we had no choice.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anything?
Of course I do.
I know you do. Go for it.
All right. So, are we going back and forth, or should I just rattle off all of mine?
Let's go back and forth, because mine suck.
Yeah, as do mine, so.
That's even better.
So, of course, I just go right to the ladies. So, yeah. Austin girls are better than Boston girls in many ways. No Bud Light beer guts, way less C-section scars, and in Texas, yoga pants don't start at size XL.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Let's see. Austin versus Boston. Two things I like better about Austin than Boston. One, the weather. Two, less likely to get raped by one of my old priests. But mostly the weather.
You were really close to getting raped by a priest.
I was. Yeah. I had a couple of very close calls.
Very close calls.
Very close calls.
Sex doesn't involve the girl holding a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee.
All right, this is a long one. So this is like a bit. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Boston has a reputation of being racist for whatever reason.
whatever reason.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different cultures and diversity, and much more than a lot of different places. And, you know, sometimes that, you know, causes some friction, right? The exposure, the different cultures kind of go against itself. And maybe there was some, you know, busing and some, you know, firebombing and stuff like that. Maybe. That was all in the past, though. That was at least 40 years ago. So, it's, you know, I was brought up, it was in a very open-minded kind of household. But I remember at the same time, just being around the culture, I was very nervous when I was going to bring my date to the senior prom home. All right. She was, she had a kind of a storied past. She was a drug addict. She, at one point, I mean, she cleaned it up her act. She already had a kid. So, you know, she may or may not have had HIV. I don't know. So I was very nervous to tell my mother about these things. And then when I told her this story, she said, you know, okay, it's concerning, but everybody, you know, everybody has a past. As long as you guys are, you know, as long as you really love each other,
You know, there's really no reason why you can't come to me and talk to these things. I said, oh, great. That's great, Mom. I was really worried, so that's why I made this up. She's actually black. And she said, get out of my house. That was a long premise.
It was. Get out of my house.
Yeah. Joke's on her. They both own it, my dad and my mom.
When a Texas girl dresses for a nice dinner date, her clothes don't involve her vintage Nomar Garcia Para jersey.
Oh, you meant somewhere nice. Okay. Massachusetts is known as the Bay State. My favorite scallops are Bay scallops. Coincidence? Probably.
Stupid. Boston girls have some definite advantages, though. They can take a punch like a champ and usually won't call the police when you beat the shit out of them.
I don't have any more Boston.
You don't? Okay.
No.
What do you have next? Shark ones? That was another stupid, stupid premise.
For your last joke, you have to do something about and they also realized that they deserved it in the first place.
Of course they did.
That's inappropriate, but okay. Yeah, I have shark ones.
Yeah.
Are we moving on to shark ones?
Yeah, I have one shark one, so all you right, go first.
See. The only reason people watch
Shark Week?
Fuck that up. No. People always make a big deal about someone who was attacked by a shark getting back towards the water. The only reason why people watch that is to see them get attacked by a shark again.
That wasn't even good.
It's okay, go.
I'd never date a shark because they give toothy blowjobs.
Oh, man. If shark oil is supposed to be so good for you, how come my teeth aren't all jagged and awesome yet?
He's cracking himself up.
Oh, man.
Jagged and awesome.
I saw a video where a shark got bested by a dolphin. Do you think the rest of the sharks got together and beat the shit out of him for being such a pussy?
Fucking shark joke. Why are we doing shark jokes?
This was not easy.
Stupid.
Tell a joke about sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, we're up to challenges, people.
We are. And I think we met the challenge.
Yeah.
With a plum, as they say. Do they say that?
No, no one says that. Nobody says Never that, been huh? said.
Fuck. Did I fuck that up or what?
Oh, man. We met it with a plum.
Yeah, a plum. It's a literal plum.
I get a couple plums.
Do you?
Down in my undercarriage.
Do you ever see that? You've seen that. Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah. With the
my
plums. That's blue. Look at that blue hue.
I say, let the boy watch.
He's going to learn like I watch. Like I learned.
From my daddy.
From my daddy. I literally watched that 2 days ago.
Oh, I've seen it about 100 times. Yeah. All right. Speaking of which, I've decided to debut a new thing that I call movie reviews.
Sweet.
Where I review a movie. And on a scale of one aura to five auras, one being just a regular old kind of mini seizure aura, five being a precursor to an absolute bang up seizure, that's what the scale is going to be.
Okay.
So aura, nothing, five,
going to give you
seizure-ific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Last week we had a joke, or it was 2 weeks ago, I think, about. We had a Twitter topic from Mr. Maffa.
Yeah.
And it was, what does an elephant use as a vibrator?
Yeah.
The punchline was an epileptic. So that's why he thought it would work, because you have epilepsy. Yeah, exactly.
Not cool. Have you seen, we'll segue back into this in a second, but there's some Netflix, The After Party. There's some Netflix movie called The After Party that all of us in the epilepsy community are outraged at. Apparently, this kid wants to be a rapper. He smokes weed with Wiz Khalifa before he gets on stage, And then he has a seizure on stage, and they start calling him Seizure Boy instead of Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
So Seizure Boy. So that's his like nickname, and he's got to try to like get that off of his, wipe that stain off of him. Well, all of us in the epilepsy community are outraged.
Yeah. We want stains on us.
We are outraged.
Stain
exactly.
Us. Stain gonna, us, everyone.
If we're going to puke on somebody, it's going to be ourselves. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of outrage. I can make those jokes.
Yeah.
You cannot, Jimmy.
Yeah. It's no, he said seizure.
Seizure boy.
No. You could use that. Boy. You can use that word.
All right.
But he says seizure, not seizure.
Wait, tell me the joke again with the...
Are you picking up what I'm saying?
No. Seizure. Okay.
I get it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
That was good.
Yeah,
you should use that. I had no idea.
Yeah,
for what was that about? That's a good 45 seconds of me not knowing what the fuck you're talking about.
Fucking clueless over here.
100%. All right. So back to the reviews. Yes. Right. All right. So shaky reviews. Whatever. Just for the review, I'm going back to the name. So this week's review is not a movie. It's going to be the show. Immediately out the gate, we're not doing a movie. It's a television show. It's so funny.
Shaky's movie reviews. This one isn't a movie.
So I decided to review a television series.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Season one. Season one of a show called The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Have not.
Okay. Let me give you the rundown of what The Handmaid's Tale is. It's a show on Hulu. It streams. I don't have Hulu, so I go to the library to rent it. So shout out to the Austin Public Library, first of all, because they have a whole bunch of DVDs out there. So The Handmaid's Tale is pitched as a dystopian society where people blah, 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 blah. I don't know what dystopian society means. I just know in this show.
Dystopian is opposite of utopian, which means it's bad.
It's dysto. This show is about these religious wackadoos who overthrow the government and install a very strict, conservative, religious-based...
Mike Pence is president. I get it.
Mike Pence, there you go. Mike Pence becomes president. And there's also, at the same time, there's an infertility problem with the ladies, right? The ladies can't... The nice-looking, pretty ladies can't get pregnant, so the ugly ones can.
Is it true? That's really what it is?
This is my take on it, okay. Because all of the ones who can't get pregnant are very attractive, and the ones who can are very ugly.
Okay.
So they dress them up on all these garbs, and basically what happens is everybody gets a handmaid, and the handmaid has children for the family. Basically, it shouldn't be Handmaid's Tale. It should be rape stories, because they literally just rape these girls, and that's the premise of the movie. The television show. They just rape these broads like four or five times a show.
That's crazy.
I'm not exactly sure why this is okay for television.
Okay.
Not the most disturbing part, though. I'm going to tell you what the most disturbing part is. During the ceremony, when this woman is to be impregnated, she lies on the bed and her head is in between the wife's lap, right? Her head's in the lap. The husband comes in, says a couple of words, a couple of verses of the Bible, unzips his trousers, and goes to town on the woman, on the handmaid, while she's in the wife's lap. Still not the most disturbing part. The most disturbing part is the hands akimbo style in which he does it, which he's just kind of, he looks like a
Superman?
Like a sea captain, looking off into the distance. He's just like pounding away.
Really? With his hands on his hips?
Yeah.
His own
totally.
Hips.
Yeah. I think it's because he's not allowed to touch her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's why.
Except for with his penis.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
The peen is the only thing that he's... And he
not a little hair pull or anything?
Nothing. Ugh, not even a little spank.
I couldn't even nut.
Not even a little rub on the inside of the thigh. Yeah, I don't get it either, because literally they don't look...
Trying
they basically turn their heads...
Trying away. It. I'm trying it.
All right, get on the bed. Get on the bed. Yeah, it's entirely disturbing. I don't, that move to
Does
me
go,
is.
You got a little captain in you? You got a little captain
want,
in you?
Do you want one? It's the old Commodore. The old Commodore 64. I think is he the captain or the Commodore? Anyway,
I'm
going to lay it out there. I don't like the show.
No?
I don't like it at all. I've been
huge
through
hit, that show.
Seven episodes. I don't like it. I'm going to give it one aura, if only because I find the wife to be very pretty.
Ooh.
That's it.
Is it Yvonne Stravinsky?
It is a... is that who it is?
The chick from... she was on Chuck. Blonde. Kind of get jacked up teeth a little bit.
No, she might have gotten her teeth fixed. She was on Chuck?
Yeah.
Which one was Chuck?
Chuck was the guy who worked at like a Best Buy in like the nerd herd, and then he became a super spy. Fucking awesome show.
It might
I give
be.
It four auras.
She's
Can I give auras out too?
No, you can't, Dennis, because that's my fucking thing. If you want to give out something, give out gigantic testicles.
I give it three huge nuts.
Three huge nuts and one half of a nut. So that was my review. Handmaid's Tale, also called Rape Stories. One aura. That's it. That's the one.
Yeah. Yvonne Stravinsky.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic looking.
She is really attractive. But these handmaids, I mean, some of them they dumb down to not be attractive.
Yeah.
But,
like Peggy, Elizabeth Moss?
Peggy from the... No, she's not attractive. You think she's attractive?
I didn't say that. You said...
I said what? Some of them they dumb down to make them not look attractive. Does she... I mean, either way.
Yeah.
There's one scene where the poor man's Joseph finds his brother Ralph.
Ralph, yeah.
He dresses her up and takes her out to this whorehouse, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really paying attention half the time. I'm pretty much sleeping. But takes her out to this place and gets her all dressed up. And she looks... I don't know that I could say she looks any better than when she did when she was just wearing her house for all stuff.
Yeah.
She gets all like lipsticked up and stuff. Doesn't work for me.
They wear like the flying nun hats, right?
They do. Yeah. And that's the other thing. These guys are fucking crazy. They'll cut off they cut off hands. Like one of these girls got her eyes plucked out and they're still just, that's it. That's cool. Just banging away. This show is fucked up. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Man.
Because I have a handmaid. I don't want her watching it.
Yeah.
Get in the box.
I'll pluck your fucking eyes out.
I will. Oh.
Oh, shit. Speaking of plucking
that's not
eyes
even
out.
The worst part about it. One of them gets her the old
clitoris.
Seal it. Ripped right out of her.
Yeah.
Because she tried to escape with her girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend?
Yeah. So now this girl's got no clitoris, no pleasure center.
Damn.
It was kind of cool, though. She jumped in the car and ran over some people after that, though. So she got her revenge.
Spoiler alert, you fuck.
Well, it's been out forever. If I'm getting at the fucking library, it's been out forever.
Forever.
Anyway, Handmaid's Tale, one aura.
Damn. Any more?
That's it.
That's it? Okay.
One. I'll do one per show. I don't watch a lot of movies or television, so.
We started watching Ozark.
So did I.
What?
First episode.
Just first, okay.
Guess who the gangster is?
The gangster is...
Ricky!
No way, really?
Yes! My boy from Lou Diamond Phillips' brother in...
You said Ricky again, you
Ricky!
Fuck.
Oh, Richie.
You fuck.
Shit. Richie!
Is it really?
Yeah, it's him. I'm pretty sure. I didn't look it up, but... Looks like him.
100% positive. Have no idea, but yeah.
Zero confirmation on that, but looks pretty good.
La Bamba.
Yeah. How many episodes did you get through?
Three episodes. Three full episodes.
I'm only on one. They just got to the Ozarks.
Do you know what's there?
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's there.
Christine Bateman. Justine Bateman.
Both of them.
All the Batemans. What's in the Ozarks?
Hillbillies.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
He's not going to be able to launder any money out there.
He gets out there. He's like, there's a lot of fucking hillbillies out here. Uh-oh. I wasn't expecting the hillbillies in fucking, where are they? Where's the Ozarks?
Montana.
No, it's not.
Wyoming?
No, neither of those.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's. I think it's in like Minnesota.
No.
No, it's in.
No, it's not.
Missouri. It's in Missouri.
Oh, near the old St. Louis?
Yeah.
Where are the Ozarks?
Can oh my you hear god! That? Yeah,
can you hear
that's the internet working.
Where are the Oakland Raiders? That's not where I. Ozark Lakes.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yep. Kaiser, Missouri. Kaiser. The Kaiser.
Kaiser Soze.
If you come Kaiser here, Soze. You will learn the money.
See if I like it. Just not just.
Oh. You might need some if you want to lend us some money.
You don't know anything about money.
The Ozarks. More oceanfront than the California.
Is it ocean or is it lake?
You'll be the judge of that. I am only here to cleanse the people.
So, that's good. I like that.
Our obligatory.
You given just shitty TV show and movie reviews?
Yeah. Shitty TV show reviews. I wonder if we should have segment lead-ins. Like we should have music.
No, we shouldn't. Except for this Florida one that we're talking about having.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Florida. Oh. Go figure.
A man ate a baby. Oh, it's Florida.
Another cannibal face eating. Oh, it's Florida.
Oh, I get it.
Makes sense. What do we got in Florida this week?
Well, this week, let's start off tame, and then let's ratchet it up. Crane smashes into Florida house and splits roof open.
So I read that, and I'm like, this is a big fucking bird to be able to do that.
That would have been fucking awesome. Yeah.
What, it wasn't the bird type of crane.
Yeah, this guy was getting his roof done, and the crane just fucking fell over.
Yeah, they're loading the roof with shingles.
Stupid fucking Florida people, I'm telling you. Look at this thing went all the way through the fucking roof.
Yeah, those things are heavy.
I wonder if they have... They must have liability insurance.
They're in Florida. Oh, no, they don't.
There's Flo, the progressive lady. Yeah, so...
She gets her name from periods.
Oh, that's gross. And she's wearing all white, which is unfortunate for her, if that's the case. What the fuck else is Florida in? Florida woman, video of Florida woman dunking 3-year-old's head in toilet. I didn't read this one.
I did. She's just a fucking asshole.
What was she doing?
The kid was being a dick, so she dunked his head in the toilet. She gave him a swirly.
She gave him a swirly.
Yeah.
Did she do an upper decker first? Because that's the worst kind of swirly.
Man, someone did that to me at work. They're fucking assholes.
The upper decker?
Yep.
There's nothing better than an upper decker.
Do you know what the worst? One time, someone in the middle of summer, the house didn't have AC on yet, but it had all the plumbing in, and they took a shit in the toilet.
Yeah.
And then disconnected the water, disconnected the plunger thing, and so you couldn't flush it, and just it was in there for a fucking week. When I went in there, I was like, I almost vomited.
So somebody sabotage?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it one of the guys you work with?
Most definitely. Like, not one of the guys, like one of the subcontractors.
Oh, you think so?
You had to have been.
You didn't, oh, of course, but you didn't want to, like,
I didn't investigate.
You don't treat them very well, is what I'm saying.
No, I do. It's, they probably didn't like some of the people I work with.
Let's see. This says, the mother told Fox 35 she was going to give her son a swirly. After he said a bad word. I can't believe... That's awesome. Swirly. I always thought that was a word that only we knew.
Yeah, but what you do not do is take a picture of it and put it on social media like a fucking idiot.
Well, no. Here's what happened. I was going to put soap in his mouth, but then he chased me around the house for 10 minutes. By the time I caught him... But then he chased me for 10 minutes, and by the time I caught him, I was like, oh, we're just going to stick his head in the toilet like a joke. Since the video went viral, officers have had to park outside her home in response to multiple threats.
Yeah.
Wolf told whatever she received one message that she should be shot, killed, run over, or burned alive. Or maybe all of them. If you ever gave your kid a swirly, would you give your kid a swirly?
Absolutely.
As a joke?
I'd do it just to, good morning.
Good morning. A good morning swirly.
Yeah. It builds character.
I mean,
if you ask me.
A good morning wet willy, maybe, but I don't know about
this. No, I've like picked him up and pretend to throw him in the trash and pretend to put him in the toilet before. I've done it.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I didn't actually put his head in the toilet. That's gross.
I've pretended to. My kids are in no way abused. They've never been. We rough house, they rough house, she told Fox 35. That's fucking great. This broad's my favorite. Should I say broad?
Yeah.
Does that make me sound like a cool dude?
It does.
All right. About the next, oh, Florida. It is Florida man shot at woman's home after she wrote a bad restaurant review, police say. That's fantastic. Why don't you go tell me about this one, too?
So basically, woman writes a bad review. Mm-hmm. She's an older woman, too. And the guy who owns the restaurant looked up her name, like went on, did his little own detective research and found out where she lived, goes in there and shoots up her house. He basically does a drive-by.
Oh, I did read this. Yeah. This guy looks like a kid I went to high school with, actually.
He looks like he's the kind of guy who would shoot at a house.
He looks like he's from Medford.
Medford.
Fucking Medford.
Fucking Medford.
That's right. Fucking Medford. Norman Auville was arrested Thursday and charged with shooting into a dwelling and abuse of a disabled adult. Oh, yeah. Wasn't she in a, she's like a wheelchair or something.
I mean, Florida, she's probably obese, right?
Let's see. The guy was drinking beer with the restaurant owner's son, Michael Johnson. Oh, the sprinter. All right. Olympic sprinter drinking booze. Good for you, buddy. Who was upset about the review. And then I can't get Chrome to work, so who knows what the fuck else it says. But that's pretty good for Florida. It's a pretty tame week for Florida this week in the news.
Yeah.
Pretty tame Florida week. Sorry, Florida. You suck. I wish Arizona. Arizona being the Florida of the West, they should have dueling stories. I didn't see anything about Arizona this week.
No. Where was that guy who, oh, that was in L.A. That guy is my new hero.
The guy who took the digger?
No. The guy who took the digger. The guy who would get on like the dating apps and take these girls out to real expensive dinners.
Yes.
And then dine and dash on them.
Yeah. He got arrested for
that. Got arrested because he did it to so many.
Oh, that sucks, man. California man who allegedly stuck dates with check faces years in jail.
Years. That's bullshit.
Why any?
I don't know.
Big deal.
Yeah.
You fucking hated it, so you left. Is that stealing? Is that really?
No.
If you do it serially, though. Like you eat cereal.
Yeah, he went to cereal restaurants.
Yep. Yeah. I wonder if there are cereal restaurants. You think there are?
There are, yeah. I've seen like a Food Network show.
Yeah.
There's like cereal bars, and you go there, and it's just fucking like walls of cereal.
Yeah.
And you just eat cereal.
You know what that's called? Closed in 6 months. Why the fuck would you go to a cereal bar? That is so weak.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
That is hipster heaven.
That's exactly what it is.
This week's version of why society is going to go down. Because we have fucking cereal restaurants where you pay $7 for a bowl of cereal you can get for fucking nothing.
No, how much is a box of cereal? $5? And then a gallon of milk's $3? Boom.
Yeah. That'll last you like, I don't know, how many breakfasts? I don't eat cereal, so I don't know.
Me neither.
Bullshit.
I have the body of a cereal eater, but I don't.
Cereal eater and a cereal eater.
Yeah, both of them. One of them might be true.
What's your favorite cereal growing up?
Growing up?
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Really?
Yeah.
I had, and this was only out for like...
Don't say Cookie Crisp, bro. I'll smash you.
They had Frosted Rice Krispies way back in the day.
They still got them.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No. You shut that mouth. They do not have those.
Okay.
They have Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Frosted Rice Krispies style. They don't have those.
No. You said Frosted Rice Krispies?
Yeah.
Oh,
Frosted
no.
Rice Krispies.
Okay,
were you thinking of Frosted Flakes?
No, I was thinking you're thinking of Frosted Oreos.
What?
I mean, Frosted fucking Cheerios.
What is wrong with you?
I want some fucking Frosted Oreos right now.
When I went to fifth grade camp.
Shout out to fifth grade camp. I remember that.
What?
Where did you go?
Where was that? I forget. What was the name of the camp?
We went to...
Pisonome?
No.
Oh.
Pisonome. Camp... Camp Caribou.
That was what it was. Yeah, we went to Camp Caribou, too.
Yeah.
You look like you're jerking off under the table.
I am.
You really do look like. What the fuck are you doing? Hang on, I'm peeking.
I can't see it, that wooden bottle opener.
I think you are. They had frosted Rice Krispies there, and I could never find them again. It was the greatest cereal ever. And then I went to Frosted Flakes, which is also a pretty good cereal.
Yeah, I mean, that's an old standby.
Now I'm all about whenever I want to cheat, whenever I want to do a little cheating, I want to cheat on my diet, I get Honey Nut Cheerios, and I get like a really big ball, and then I pour them in.
You don't use like a Tupperware?
No, I'm not that naughty. Yeah. And then I get some milk.
Whole or half or skim or what?
It's 2%, but I would love I love it. And then I gobble it up and I pour it into my mouth, the extra milk. And it's sweet.
You know, which cereal has the best after milk?
Sometimes it dribbles down my cheek.
Which cereal has the best
afterbirth?
Yeah. After milk.
God. We're invaded by ducks. Which one is the best? I don't know.
Cocoa Krispies or, yeah, Cocoa Krispies.
Probably.
Yeah, Cocoa Krispies?
No.
Oh, dude.
I never like Cocoa Krispies. What? The chocolate, meh. It's the chocolate and the stuff and the jam and the jam. No, I don't like Cocoa Krispies.
It's too bad.
It's anything that's frosted. You know, Honey Nut Cheerios, which is 100% good for you.
Yeah.
Those are gluten-free, by the way. Did you know that?
I did not. They're not fucking healthy, I'll tell you that, though.
They're Honey Nut Cheerios. There's a bee on there.
Yeah. You eat bees? Would that be healthy?
No, they make honey.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I eat honey, and I eat bees.
I got to piss like a racehorse. Let's wrap this thing up.
Is that what you're doing?
I got to pee so bad, yeah.
All right, so...
Everyone, give us your topics for bits next week. We got a couple on the Twitter. I don't say twat machine like you. On Twitter, we get a couple.
Why don't we want some more?
Because I hate that.
All right, listen.
What
do you mean, you people? let's drive some social media presence. All right,
please.
So Dumb_Podcast. Let's get on the website, people. Let's start visiting.
Yeah,
let's start like dropping
us,
some.
Yeah, get on to iTunes. 5 stars.
That's right.
Subscribe, please.
Here's another one. Get on the website. I'm trying to stretch this out so long right now. You're going to piss your brains out. I can see your eyes are yellow. Get on the website. We're going to start putting some more content on the website starting this week.
Good to know.
Content rich. I mean, it's going to be like a chocolate mousse cake rich. You're going to say, I don't even want any more. You're dying, aren't you?
This is so dumb.